have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Tú me dejaste de querer cuando te necesitaba. Cuando más falta hacía, tú me diste la espalda.
Tú me dejaste de querer cuando menos lo esperaba. Cuando más te quería, se te fueron las ganas.
Toma que toma.
Cabrón, pero me estoy notando el corazón. Estás apretando mucho, mami, déjalo. Si quieres te doy la razón. Yo lo único que quiero es largarme de aquí. Me da igual dónde puedes elegir. Algún día dentro de poco me voy a arrepentir de haberte confesado lo que me hace sufrir. Tú me dejaste de querer cuando menos lo esperaba. Cuando más te quería, las ganas. Loco por ti, perdiendo apuestas. Dime en quién piensas cuando te acuestas. Porque yo pienso en ti, son ilusiones. Yo pienso en ti, son ilusiones. Porque yo pienso en ti, son ilusiones. Yo pienso en ti, son ilusiones. Tú me dejaste de querer cuando te necesitaba. Cuando más falta a ti, tú me diste la espalda. Se te fueron las ganas.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Tú Me Dejaste De Querer by legendary Zetangana, Niño de Elche, and La Húngara in this 2021 project called El Madrileño.
Yeah.
And you are here today. Welcome, bienvenides a Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, mi gente. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me in the studio, looking as amazing as ever, DJ Dira.
I'm so excited to be here today with you, DJ Bruja.
Ay.
You should also see DJ Bruja's nails. Whoa!
I went a little extra crazy, I'm not gonna lie. I was inspired by Selena, of course.
Of course.
Selena Quintanilla, te amo.
Te amamos. Te amamos aquí en Viva Porú.
Te amamos en Viva Porú.
And also, they match our opening song so well.
Oh, Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like that's a vibe.
That's a vibe. El Madrileño is all about all the feels, all the different mixing of genres. Uh-huh. And like, it was named one of the top five albums by NPR, actually.
NPR, oh my God. And you know, I can see it because it's not only Sabroso, like such an amazing project, but it is so diverse and the lyrics, like the lyrics. Of the project is awesome. I highly recommend.
I think Setangana really has a way of writing about parties and sobremesas and all those moments when you haven't changed your clothes in 2 days because you've been out living life.
Living your best life.
Living your best life. And the way also Setangana has collaborated with a lot of different musicians, you know, from
Omar Apollo. Ed Maverick,
Jorge Drexler, Toquinho.
And also La Húngara in this
track.
It's like, amazing. And I feel like it's the best way to begin this episode because today is entirely dedicated to the best of 2021. Mm-hmm. A playlist curated by your favorite DJs, your favorite show.
Yes. Don't get mad if we don't play one of your favorite 2021 songs. Just let us know.
Just let us know.
Look us
DM
up. DM. Slide into our DMs. Yeah. At Viva Porú at CITR. Yeah.
And you know, this playlist is not curated in any particular order, but we did think that this song, it's a boom.
Uh-huh. It's a boom.
It's a great way to start the episode because it's been a wonderful project, a wonderful album, and I feel like it represents
Viva Porú.
Yeah, Viva Porú. Español, Portugués, in so many levels, you know, and so many people see themselves. Reflect it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, even though as the album name, El Madrileño. There's so many connections.
Yes, and shout out to Valentina because Valentina always says that she wants to see Setangana in Madrid. And I feel like same.
It needs to happen. Same.
Yes. Same. So, in Madrid, imagínate.
Imagínate.
Yeah, today we wanted to focus more on the music and on this beautiful playlist. We hope you enjoy. It's a recollection of 2021 and the best music it had to offer, according to us. Please don't sue us.
Don't sue us. And okay, so maybe we should jump right in because we have a lot of songs to play.
Yep.
We're going to let the music do the whole thing today.
Exactly. Do its magic.
Yeah, it's lots of magic.
And we're going to start with Duda Beach because if you listen to Viva Porú, you know that Duda Beach is a big part of Viva Porú. We are inspired by her aesthetics, her rhythms, her music, and her whole ensemble, like her whole band is also so cool.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I feel like it deserves a huge shout out because they released this project this year called Te Amo La Fora, and it's such a different, like, it shows us such a different Duda in different band and different sounds. It's still very Brazilian, like that Brazilian essence and that Duda essence, but very avant-garde and very, you know, playing with different elements of indie and you know, hip-hop, and it's awesome.
Yes.
If you have
Duda.
A chance to listen to it, do it. And look at the videos if you can, because it's awesome.
The aesthetic,
the
too.
Aesthetic
the
is,
aesthetic.
Yeah. So we're going to start with Decisão de Chiamá by Duda Beat.
And we're going to follow with Alma, Sangre y Sentimiento by La Doña.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are. With the Tex-Maniacs.
With the Tex-Maniacs,
yes. And I was going to start saying the same thing you just said about Duda. If you listen to Viva Porú, you know we are big fans of La Doña.
We're big fans. Of everything about La Doña. Yes, sign me up.
You're not going to be disappointed with this song either.
Yep. And then we are going to listen to Mon Laferte, Chilean artist Mon Laferte. Mon Laferte has played around with different genres for a while, but I feel like Seis it really shows her range and how much she's able to be a chameleon, you know, because I feel like this album is very influenced by Mexican music and Mexican, you know, genres like mariachi and banda and stuff. But, you know, she captured that essence and made it kind of her own. And I don't know. It's just awesome. The album is called Seis.
Six. I love the cover. And the eyes.
Cover. Yeah. And the little torito.
The little torito. But it represents how Mon Laferte, you know, she lives in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So all these influences, of course,
exactly,
are shown in her music as well. Mm-hmm. But as you say, it's still her own
music. Like portrayal of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's awesome. And if you have a chance to, you know, take a look at the video of the song we're going to play, which is Se Me Va Quemar El Corazón. It's also very, very beautiful and very deep, I think, you know, in a lot of levels. So check that out.
Okay, we're going to start.
Do the beat. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Saí de casa cedinho só pra te ver. Andei meio mundo pra poder te conhecer, meu amor. Até que enfim você chegou. Eu lutei, chorei. Tive pressa, mas ignorei. Te confesso, até hesitei em te falar que ao meu lado era o seu lugar. Então, tomei pra mim essa decisão de te amar. Hoje eu sou sua mulher e a gente faz o que quiser de nós e pra nós. Quando você chega, fico boba, fico rindo. Às vezes paro e penso, juro, não acredito. Eu lutei, chorei. Tive pressa, mas ignorei. Te confesso, até hesitei em te falar que ao meu lado era o seu lugar. Então, tomei pra mim essa decisão de te amar. Vem cá, hoje eu sou sua mulher e a gente faz o que quiser de nós. Que eu tô te dando condição quando você chegar.
paro e penso, juro, não acredito.
Lo sabe mi boca pintada. veces te amo, a veces te odio. A veces quiero desbloquearte. Me volví hipocondriaca, todos dicen que estoy flaca. Quiero del amor desaprender. Ay, se me quema el corazón.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Mon Laferte with Se Me Va a Quemar el Corazón. If you need a second. If you need a second.
If you need a second, because we do.
Take care. You've tuned in to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. This is our Best of 2021 special. That
yeah,
song.
It is. Viva por un ungüento para el alma, best of 2021. And what a way to celebrate it with none other than Mon Laferte, representing Chile, representing women, representing
yes.
Awesomeness.
Awesomeness. Awesomeness. Awesomeness.
And we were just having this conversation that, you know, Seis in this project kind of has this despecho vibe to it that, you know, Mon Laferte has never been scared to explore and to kind of manifest and to portray. And I feel like that is so powerful, you know, to talk about feelings with such a vulnerability and with such a honesty to it, you know.
And that make you feel that despecho as well, even if you're not in a relationship.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's that traveling or like transporting yourself to past experiences or maybe experiences that haven't even happened, but...
Saudade from those experiences.
Those experiences, exactly.
But really, the way Mon Laferte takes on the you know, like she becomes a mariachi there and expresses all these emotions that you really crave. DJ Bruja was just saying as we're listening, like, whoa, like un tequilita. We need it
exactly.
Right now.
Un tequilita indeed. All of a sudden, you're thirsty.
All of a sudden.
Not exactly for water. That was a quote from DJ D.
No.
But yeah, what a great project. And we listened to La Doña before that. And La Doña released this, I think it's a little EP with two songs. And yeah, that one's also... Oh. Just magic.
Magic. Yeah. Great merch.
Great merch. I want all the merch. I need more money.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, but it's awesome. So yeah, today, you know, it's all about best of 2021. But of course, Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma would not be Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma without Lamas.
No.
Because if you're tuning in for the first time, Viva Porú, DJ D-Rod, and DJ Bruja myself, we love Lamas.
Llamas.
We love them. We love llamas. We love camelids. They're amazing. So we are going to tell you a cool llama fact of the week.
Yeah. This would really not be best of 2021. If it were an episode without
a cool llama
fact.
No.
What do you have for us today, DJ Bruja?
So today we are talking about alpacas.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are.
Llama cousins.
So there are two types of alpacas. Suri alpacas, their hair is relatively long and it's more like sedoso, which I don't know how to say it in English.
Yes.
Sedoso. And it has like this particular shine to it because it's long and like, you know, kind of fluffy, beautiful.
Yes.
And then the second type of alpaca is called huacaya. HUACAYA. And this one is a bit smaller in size, and also the hair is more spongy.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot more esponjosa, a lot esponjosa.
Less esponjosa.
And yeah, like frizzier, you would say.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, the different lanas that people, for example, back home make, they're different from the type of alpacas that you kind of choose.
You know, I feel like I would be the latter, you would be the former. I got some frizz going on, like.
Me too.
It doesn't matter because we're both glamorous.
Yeah.
Emphasis.
Get it? Glamorous.
Yes.
I alpacas, love that.
Like alpacas.
Like alpacas. Whoa. Alpacas are very glamorous and they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like we said last week, I mean, in our last episode, that even NASA knows that alpacas are awesome because they build their
suits.
Yeah, insulation with alpaca lana. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say lana in English.
Wool.
Yeah. Wool. Alpaca wool. Because it's so light but also so beautiful, and it keeps it has good insulation. Aha, uh-huh, exactly.
Whoa.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. Also, as we've said previously, llamas are helping develop things against flu, COVID, like
COVID,
things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Antibodies,
just another reason.
You're
for
welcome.
You. You are welcome.
Yeah. But we are going to continue on with our playlist of Best of 2021, baby.
Whoa.
According to DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja en Viva por el Ungüento para el Alma, mm-hmm. here at CRTR in the studio. What a pleasure to be here with you.
What a pleasure.
And we are going to start with
Heavy by De Marías.
Yeah, we
and
are.
That's from their album Cinema. The cover's so great. They're going to come On tour.
On tour, yeah.
You think you know English.
Until you get hit with the in and the on.
And the at.
and the at.
During tour. During their tour this 2022. They're going to make their way to Vancouver. Actually, DJ Bruja saw them live.
Yeah,
I think,
at Fortune,
right?
Yeah.
3 years ago.
I think so, 3 years ago. And it was awesome.
And they liked your pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, they did.
DJ Bruja's famous, everybody.
No, my God, stop. I feel like they're really cool, and they have like a very particular aesthetic. So I was trying my best to like capture that aesthetic on like picture, and then I don't know, some
oh,
I
yes.
tagged them and they liked it.
Yeah, no, they didn't
they
not
did
only
commented.
Like it, they commented.
I'm famous. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, but they're really cool. And this new project, I feel like it's it shows the evolution of the Marías, you know, like how they're also mixing different genres, but also keeping it Hispanic in essence as well, you know, in its core, because there are songs in Spanish, but you know, there are some songs in English and in Spanglish as well, which I think is really, really cool. And it's lovely. So if you have a chance to check it out.
I love that. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. We're going to then listen to, of course, Cuco. Cuquito always makes it into Viva Puro as well. And I feel like we have not played Cuco
in a while.
Yeah. And this is from his, I think he just released like a single or two this year. Because, you know, he's chilling.
He's chilling.
He's taking it slow, which I love. And his song is called Under the Sun. This song that we're gonna play, which is also really cool because it's like this mixture of like indie and like psychedelic and like tropicalia even a little bit. But then all of a sudden you're distracted and boom,
cumbia.
And you're like, how did this happen? And I feel like Cuco does that so well, you know? Mm-hmm.
It makes sense also today because the sun is shining. Yay. We're going to be under the sun.
The
sun went down. Scratch that. The sun went down already.
PSA.
So
it is night here in Vancouver.
So now we're over the sun.
And you took it too far.
As always, forgive me, Cuquito. Listeners of Viva Peru and Cuquito.
We love you. It's okay.
Yes. After Under the Sun by Cuco, we're going to play Lit by Santa Marta and Rusowski.
Yeah, we are.
We know you're going to be vibing to this track.
Yeah. This one's cool.
This one's so cool.
Dancing moves. Yeah. So.
We know we're going to be dancing here in the studio.
Yeah, so we hope you dance too. Mm-hmm. And thank you for tuning in. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Heavy by The Marías.
Right under the sun. Thank you.
back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, baby.
Baby.
My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house. Oh, that's me.
Buenas, buenas.
Buenas, buenas. Tardes ya.
You're tuning in to our best of 2021 special. And you know, a playlist curated by your favorite DJs during your favorite show here at CITR. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Alma. And we just listened to Lit by Santa Marta featuring Rusowski.
That was so great. We were, as we said before, we were dancing to that song here in the studio.
Yeah, we were.
But we were gonna let you know, if you want to keep dancing tonight, one of our favorite DJs in Vancouver, DJ La Posmo Baby, recorded a set for Acceleration Radio, and that's playing tonight at 11 p.m. at CFRO 100.5 Co-op Radio. So make sure you tune in, because it's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party.
Shout out party, to La Posmo party. Baby. Party, party.
Shout out. Posmo Baby. Oh, my God. A party Posmo Baby. A Posmo Baby party.
Party.
I love it. Honestly, it's going to be amazing.
So
I'm
you know it. We're excited. We're so excited. And we also we're bringing you another cool event that you have to check out. It's Exotic Afternoon, and it's an online auction based here in the city. The bids close December 11th at 9 p.m. It features amazing art by local artists here in Vancouver. So please follow them on Instagram, then you will know all of the info, the instructions, how you can bid in the comments. Their Instagram is Exotic with a K, Auctions, and we'll probably repost it, so you're good. You're good. You're good.
You're good.
Check
you
us out on Instagram.
You will find it on our Insta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, how exciting. And you know, I took a quick look at the Insta feed, and it looks incredible. There's art for all tastes and for all, you know, there's a lot of variety, and I feel like there's something out for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you are supporting local artists as well, which is win-win.
win-win. And there's actually an exhibition at Afternoon Art Gallery. Beautiful. From December 8th to 11th.
To the 11th.
So 1 to 5.
Soon.
Coming soon.
So you said 9 to 5?
1 to 5 p.m. 1 to 5 p.m.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So yeah, make sure you check that out. And one other thing to look forward to is our next episode is on December 23rd, in 2 weeks, and it's a big one. It's our
it's a big one.
El Navidad special.
El Navidad.
Yes, our Christmas special, Viva Porú, gets Christmas safe.
We're going to bring you some of the best Christmas Colombian, Bolivian, Mexican music.
Yeah, and if you have any suggestions or any traditions that you you know, always do every year around Christmas time that you think represents you and represents our community well, please make sure that you send that through, because we would love to hear it. If you have any soundscapes, any cool ideas, make sure you check us out on Instagram, and you can DM us. Our Instagram is vivaporu@CITR. And I feel like it's going to be a good time. Stay tuned for that. Get Christmassy.
Get Christmassy.
Get Christmassy.
Get something nice to drink while you're listening to us. Cozy up.
Cozy vibes.
Cozy vibes. Imagine a soundscape from you know, Christmas dinner.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but it could go a lot of ways.
It would be really loud.
Would be really loud. Yes.
No. But yeah, please do send that out. And we also wanted to give you a little tease of what's happening in 2022. We will have some very special guests. A dear friend of ours, Jerricito is going to be with us sometime soon in 2022. And we have a lot in stock. You know,
yes.
We have a lot in stock. We have a lot prepared for you. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But yes, next time we will catch you on December 23rd for our El Navidad
special.
So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. It is always such a pleasure as usual. Thank you, CITR, for having us, for allowing this space to make Bibaporu what it is. Mm-hmm. And thank you, DJ D-Rod, for being an amazing co-host.
Oh, thank you, DJ Bruja, for being the best of 2021.
Cheesy. But yeah, and thank you who are listening, from home or in your car or doing laundry. We see you. Mm-hmm. You are awesome. Thank you for tuning
you
in.
Are
gracias,
awesome.
Gracias, gracias. Besos.
Besos. We also wish good luck to all of the students here at the Nest where the studio is.
We
studying.
Saw some very stressed out students today.
We're like, oh my God, we have no finals. We have no essays. Yeah. We are alumni.
Alumni, baby.
So we wish you all good luck. Have a great day, a great end of the week. And we love you.
Please
stay tuned for more awesome programming here at CITR 101.9 FM. We still have three more songs.
One more little segment of music, of musiquita for your alma. We are going to start with Meu Amor by Julio Sechin, and Sechin. Maria Luisa Jobim. And again, this is a great way to end our Best of 2021 special.
It's a beautiful song. And after Meu Amor, we're going to listen to Nadie Me Cae Bien by Little Jesus and Jesse Baez. Yeah. You know, Little Jesus has a special place in our heart here at Viva Porú's heart.
Yep. And this is such a cool, like, little new sounds that they're bringing this year, which I think is awesome. So it's going to be a great one.
And we're going to finish, DJ Bruja, please let us know what we're
going to
finish with.
Bud Bunny Baby.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are.
So excited.
With, Yonaguni is a very special song. And I feel like if you like Bud Bunny, you know what we're talking about. And you know how it makes you feel. And how 2021 was also
Yonaguni.
Yeah.
Very Yonaguni.
So, yeah, thank you so much for listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the omen for the soul. I am DJ Bruja, and I'm sending you lots of besos.
Ooh, oh, I wish I could kiss like that. I'm not even gonna try it. I'm sorry. I'm DJ D-Rod. Thanks for joining us tonight. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life.
Let's start with a beautiful jueves.
Yeah, beautiful. We'll start there.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional.
Meu amor, eu quero ser seu melhor amigo. Você desce até o chão e eu desço contigo. E a gente dança até o dia clarear. Você me olhando desse jeito, sei que não é certo. Eu tento disfarçar e você tá por perto. E a gente se segura pra não vacilar. I don't know why I keep telling myself. When I die, I'll be sent straight down to hell. Meu amor, eu quero ser seu melhor amigo. Você desce até o chão e eu desço contigo. E a gente dança até o dia clarear.
Você me olhando desse jeito, sei que não é certo. Eu tento disfarçar e você tá por perto. E a gente se segura pra não vacilar. Pa pa para pa 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 para pa 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 para pa 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 para pa 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 para pa pa.
Tu nombre, tu cara, tu risa y tu pelo. Yo te mando 1000 cartas y me das tu cuenta de banco 1,000,000 de pesos. Todas las noches arrodillado a Dios le rezo, porque antes que se acabe el año tú me des un beso. Y empezar el 2023 bien cabrón, contigo hay un blon. Tú te ves asesina con ese man, me mata sin un pistolón. Y yo te compro un Benchi, Gucci y Benchi. Itachi, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Bad Bunny, bye, 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 bye. Bad Bunny, bye, 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 bye. Que o hace cosa chita ahí. Demo a nata toda que. Doko ni masca. Doko ni masca. Que o hace cosa chita ahí. Demo a nata toda que. Doko ni masca. Doko ni maska.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.
Of my friend.